a chicken bone, and hailstone, a bit of something dark, a piece of Dickens mark, with a crooked fiddler's string, to the darkness I bring. Does that mean it worked? I did everything I was supposed to do. A house of tragedy, empty and abandoned at full moon. And I brought all this stuff. Does that mean you're listening? Does that mean you... Ah! Look, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't need something. I want to make a deal. You hear that? I want to make a deal. This is stupid. Ah! Ah! What? Who's there?
Well now, I think you know. If you're gonna make a deal, sugar, someone's gonna come to collect.
What? Who are you? A demon?
No, no. I ain't nothing so boring as that. I'm just a been-too-wrong who's been to the side of the tracks you're heading to. The wrong side, that is. Or the fun side, depending on who it is y'all's asking. Let's just say it comes with a few caveats. A few quid pro quos, if you will. And this is one of mine. You come to cut a deal for all intents and purposes. I am your lawyer.
Lawyer?
For someone making a deal with the devil. You sure do ask a lot of questions, you know that? Yes, that is what I call myself. Now, you want a good deal, is that right?
Well, yes, but you're not what I was... What I was...
Expecting? Oh, and just what was you expecting? A big burly fella with cloven hooves, horns as sharp as a butcher's knife, and a voice sweeter than peach cobbler. That's quaint. If you'd prefer that for whatever kinky little expectation y'all might have had, well, it can be arranged. It can be arranged. I'll just stroll out of that door over there, and you wait by that fireplace until it gets a lot warmer for you.
No, it's all right. It's just you've got more pink than I was expecting.
Talking about my nail polish. Well, how did you expect evil to dress? Dark black cloak? It's never what you'd expect in this business, huh? Evil could be a sweet little thing in a sundress. Or a sweet not-so-little been-too-wrong with a gorgeous smile, hips to put a peach to shame, and a tail that made even a possum think twice.
I suppose you're right. But I don't usually do this kind of thing. You see, I would...
Hush. You don't have to justify yourself to me. You're making a deal with the dark, remember? So get comfy with it, I'll get out. Now I'm gonna take my tail off your mouth. And when I do, you're gonna tell me what it is you want. And I'll tell you what it is you get.
I wanna be famous.
Famous? I'll admit, that's rather run-of-the-mill. And real vague, too. Everybody wants to be famous. Boy, you gotta be specific. You could be famous for juggling or dancing, or even going missing in a strange old house under the full moon.
No, nothing like that. I want to be a singer.
A singer? Want to sing like a bird and draw crowds like a beauty queen, is that it? Fill the Grand Ole Opry with people screaming your name?
Yes, more than anything.
Well then, I can help you with that.
You can?
Of course. But here's a give and take. I'm gonna want something in return.
What do you want? My soul?
You are just full of cliches, aren't you? Nah, I'd only do that if I was a bad boy. The man downstairs lets me haggle, you see. Luckily, I got you first. Otherwise, it would be your immortal soul on the line. Though, fair warning, upstairs ain't gonna take too kindly to what you're doing either. So I try to eat your Wheaties and live a good long life after this, you hear? Do enough good in enough time and things just might balance out.
That's better than I was expecting. What's the price, though?
Dinner. I want dinner once a month, every month. Your treat.
Well, I mean, like, a fancy dinner, or...
Nothing too fancy at all. Just wherever you happen to be.
Well, how will I find you? What will we talk about?
Terms and conditions, mostly. Don't you worry none, though. I'll find you. Now, do we have a deal or what?
All right. Deal.
Good. A shake on it.
All right. Here...
Nah, not my hand. My tail. Just grab it and give it a good old shake, would you?
Well, all right.
Now, say we've got a deal.
We've got a deal. Hey! What? Let me!
Grand. So glad we're in agreement. Don't struggle none too hard. The tail might look softer than a feather boa, but in reality, it's much more like the other kind.
What is this?
Well, you're part of the dark side now, boy. Consider this your baptism. You said you treat me to dinner once a month, right? Oh, let's start now. Why delay?
Wait! No! I take it back!
Oh, no. You don't get away that easily. No take backs. A deal is a deal for life.
No! Stop! Please! I take it back! A dream? Was it all a dream? But it felt so... Oh! Hello? Yes? Yes, I'm sitting down. Why? They said what? I have the deal? Like an honest-to-goodness record deal. Tomorrow? As in, record tomorrow. Yes! Heck yes, I can do that! I'll be there! No, I won't just be there. I'll be there early!
Wasn't that just a fantastic show, folks? Oh my goodness. Top act. Top act. Thank you all so much for coming. Our star has to retire for the evening, but please, get home safe. Lovely show. You've been a wonderful crowd.
Whew. I can't believe it. That was amazing. I've done it. I made it. What?
Go on. Finish your sentence. You made it big, didn't you? I wonder who's to thank for that.
What?
It has been a month, remember? Our little deal. Well, it's still in effect, and you owe me dinner. And your time comes due right now, because I aim to collect.
No, 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 no! You're a dream! You...
Ah, the lovely Binturong, who did you right by getting you a good deal? Correct. And now you get to keep your dinner. We can do it easy, or we can do it hard.
No! No, I won't! You can't!
Hush up now. Let me wind you up to calm you down. You know, this is only our second dinner date. Getting all up in my tail is quite forward. Not that I mind. Not that I mind at all. Because I like to get a feel for my paramour. Now, no complaining. You'll get used to this, because we're gonna do this once a month, every month, for as long as you live. That's the deal. Now, come here. Time for dinner. Enjoy our little bargain, or at least try to.
Thank you.
you're quite the struggler, aren't you? It's nice. So very nice. If this is any indication for things to come, then you and I are gonna get along. Very well indeed, sugar. You know the drill. You're gonna wake up in your bed just fine. After a few hours, of course. A few long hours. Think of this as your vacation from being a star. You're gonna get very familiar with those surroundings and my company. We're gonna know each other for a very long time to come. So settle in, Starboy. Cause when Bryce makes a deal, it don't get broken.
If you enjoyed this production, please check out the audios in the description below, or support on Patreon. In Crossroads Meal, Bryce was played by Simply Swift. The Dealmaker was played by Decimal. The Announcer was played by Anonymous. Special thanks to Jeshk, oh god that name is hard for a robot to pronounce, for extra sound effects. Music used was Save My Soul by Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, and Bourbon in Your Eyes by The Devil Dolls. Script and editing by Caudal. Thank you for listening.